Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Soul Sessions Radio Show right here on Flavor News Radio Network. As always, I am your host, Dwayne Austin, and I got a great show lined up for you tonight. Tonight, as my guest, will be poet. Oh, man, there's a lot of words I could use to describe her, you know, but that's why she's here, so, you know, you can find out for yourself. But anyway, she's a poet, she's a radio show host, she's just an all-around great individual, and her name is Epiphany Castro. We're going to talk about her latest CD release, which is entitled The Alchemist, and we're just going to kick it and see what's going on. Also, in light of our special guest tonight, what I'm going to do for the last half hour is open the mics up for an open mic. So all you poets out there who want to get on the mic and spit something, make sure you are around in approximately an hour and a half, because that's where we're going to get started with that. And while I get myself together, we're going to get into some music. This set here is the music set specifically given to me by our co-host tonight. This is music that she likes to hear, and so we're going to get started with that. Kicking things off with a little Erykah Badu. This is Back in the Day. Puff.
Thank you.
what's happening? I've been all around the world and forth and back again. And for you pretty ladies, normally I sing a song, but every now and then I like to do my rapper thing. It seems that lately you don't like the way I'm traveling, and all that's going through your mind is that it ain't the same. And even though I got you chilling where you wanna be, right there still you're having nightmares like Dana Dane. Well, consider this, it seems relationships today can be so hit or miss. I mean, wouldn't you say the same? Cause even when I come home to be your Clark Kent, all you do is talk shit about the times I'm Superman. So whenever you get cabin fever, just imagine yourself back in the club with them orangutans. I mean the monkey ass niggas just hanging around. Maybe then you can appreciate my swing of things. Yes, sir.
Love is one. Please don't be Come on, come on, now you feel like a mama sometimes, but she's a lifestyle. I got a big hammer, but baby's a hard rock.
Come on, come on, now you're feeling like a pimp. You got everything you want, no wonder. Come on, come on, cause you never give up. Now you're singing that song all summer.
Hey.
Yes, I really, really, really like that joint. That was Speech with Sometimes I Do. Before that, we had Robin Thicke, Top of the World. Mesa featuring Dwele, Flower Girl. Zoe featuring Darian Brockington with Be Your Man. Marvin Davis with I Love My Woman. Brother Ali featuring Fonte and Stokely Williams with I'll Be Around. And we kicked off that set with Erykah Badu back in the day. Puff. Always got to say that, though. I mean, it is written in parentheses. But anyway, that was the, I'll call it the Soul Flower set, inspired by our featured guest tonight, Miss Epiphany Castro. And let me do my little formal introduction, and then I'll go ahead and bring her in. Tonight's guest is a spoken word artist, a very talented one at that. She is also the host of Epiphany's House, which airs right here on Blog Talk Radio. Please help me welcome to the Soul Sessions Radio Show, Miss Epiphany Castro. As soon as I can unmute the mic.
Hello.
I had to hit the right button. I was not hitting the right button.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, thank you, ma'am, for taking some time out of your busy day to hang out with me.
Oh, Lord. Well, thank you for having me. As you know, I make no bones about it. I hate interviews. However, I love you. So I'm happy to be here.
Hold on. I got to get the tear out of my eye. Hold on. That was just so nice. That was so nice of you to say.
It's
but yes,
true. I'd rather have a root canal, child.
Well, I mean, that makes it even more special that, you know, you chose me to, you know, come out of the woodwork and make your, I guess, your rare appearance.
It is rare, but, you know, you're easy to love. You're a cup of sugar, Dwayne.
Well, you know, I try.
And you succeed.
Yes. Let me give some shout-outs to the folks that came out to support you in the chat room. I see we got a bunch of poets tonight, which is pretty good, because as I did say at the top of the show, the last half hour will be an open mic. So all you poets out there, get your pens and your pieces ready, and we're going to do it big. But I want to give a shout-out to Deep Soul Lady. I want to give a shout-out to It's Me, Sweet Lady, Kiara Sade Rodriguez. The brother Max Parthas is he's in my chat room. I can't believe this. What's up, brother?
That's my brother.
show. We got a, and I want to make sure I'm pronouncing this right. Reby one.
That's
Reby one.
We're not around.
I know who it is. I just wanted to, you know, make sure that I put this out. So it's Reby one. All right, we'll do it like that. And
okay.
Also, Ronnie Laws, thank you for coming through. Much appreciated to each and every one of you. So, but we're here for you. So let's just get this thing started. For the folks that don't know who you are, and I know it's we're not really speaking to anyone in the chat room, but just anyone out there listening that may not know who you are, why don't you give them a little insight as to who you are?
Well, my name is Epiphany Castro. And I am a poet and spoken word artist and singer and songwriter, but I like to call myself an artist, period, because, you know, I don't really like labels. I think they're provided for other people's satisfaction, not mine, but that's what I do, and I do have a radio show, and sometimes people get confused if I'm the same person, but I am. I just do both. I do both. By day, I am a preschool teacher and a mommy and a wife and a dog lover and an animal rights activist and a very big vegan. And that's about what I do. That's what I do.
I can dig it. Yeah, I want to talk about the vegan.
And I'm a shoeaholic, too, by the way. I think most people know that.
But that's a given. I mean, you're a woman.
Okay.
That's a given. We just assume that about every woman, that, you know, you're a shoeaholic.
Oh. I am. And proud of it, damn it.
I hear that. I hear that. So tell me, how did you get to this point? Like, you know, what made you decide that, okay, this is what I want to do with my life? I want to be a spoken word artist, and I want to be a songwriter, and I want to be a radio show host, and I want to, well, let's just, as you said, I want to be an artist. Like, when did you decide that?
I didn't decide to be an artist. The universe decided to make me an artist when I was a little girl. So I started singing in church when I was like 4 years old. I used to sing around the house, and one day my grandmother took me to the choir director and said, my granddaughter can sing, and sort of demanded to put me in the children's choir at McGee Avenue Baptist Church here in Berkeley, California. And that was how I started singing. And then when I was in junior high school, I started singing with a lot of bands. I wasn't supposed to be singing with them. I was going to clubs and things like that where it was supposed to be 21 and up. And they would sort of sneak me in so I could sing and then sneak me out. And I would sneak behind my parents' back and do it. And when I was in high school, I thought that I was going to go to college and be a Broadway baby. I thought I was going to be in New York and sing in theater. So when I went to college, I studied theater arts, musical theater arts. And so I did a lot of plays and things like that. I did West Side Story and Once on This Island and Sophisticated Ladies and, oh, my God, a lot of them. And then I dropped out of college and started singing in bands again, and then I became a session singer, and I worked at a lot of recording studios. And I was in a band called Riot Going On, and we did really well, and we were just about to get a contract. And Randy Jackson, that Randy Jackson from American Idol, was our A&R person. And right when we were about to get signed, we broke up. The eternal reason, artistic differences. And so I went about my business, went back to school, got my teaching degree, and met my husband, started a family, and started going back to writing a little bit. And I started doing some poetry, and one day I heard about this thing called Blog Talk Radio. I was invited to call into a show. I did. The very next day, Max Parthas contacted me and said that I was special and he wanted to help me. And I said, I'm not a spoken word artist. And I probably sounded snooty at the time, but I just could not believe, first of all, that he contacted me out of the blue. Second of all, I didn't consider myself that. And look at him in the chat room. And he really nurtured me and quite frankly, coddled me for quite some time and nurtured me and encouraged me to be what you know now today as Tiffany Castro. So my start in spoken word was because of him. A lot of other people helped me, don't get me wrong. And too many to name, so I don't mean any disrespect or anything, but Max Parthas is who reached out to me out of the blue. So that's how that began, and then I started doing it, and I like doing it. I started performing live, much to at his encouragement, and then I went back to the decision to record some stuff, and then I met some people I wanted to work with, and the rest is sort of history. I did the first album, Soul Flower, and then I had a year where I had many, many personal issues and health problems, but I decided I wanted to do The Alchemist. It wasn't supposed to be called that at the beginning, but as time went by, I had a different point of view, and I wanted to express it as such no matter what anybody said. With Soul Flower, I was asking everybody's opinion and everything, and with The Alchemist, I didn't. And I stuck to what I wanted to do. Some people fell by the wayside. Some people hung in there with me. I'm grateful to all of them, because if not, I wouldn't have put out what I wanted to put out, which is what you know now as The Alchemist. So that's pretty much it. Does that answer it for you?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
Okay.
Before I talk about The Alchemist, I want to ask you, this question just popped in my head. Out of all of the things that you do,
mm-hmm.
if you could only do one of them, Which one would it be?
I would sing.
Why is that?
Because it's what comes most naturally to me. Yes. And I'm a lazy ass heifer. So I don't have to work that hard at it. You know, it's sort of, you know, there are talents and there are gifts. There are talents and there are gifts, and I always feel like that was my gift. And every voice teacher told me that I was lazy, that I took it for granted, and they were all correct. However, if I could only do one, that would be it, which is interesting you asked me that, because this year I almost lost my sight completely in my right eye, and I was like, what kind of damn poet am I going to be if I can't read? You know, so it really did put things into perspective, you know, but I hope that answers.
No, that was actually pretty great. I thought you would say the spoken word because, I mean, that's what I know. I mean, I've heard you sing, but for the most part, I know you from doing spoken word. And
yeah.
I know how it comes across to me. And that seems like it's natural. Like you really don't have to, you know, put any effort into it. And so that's what I thought you would say. So I'm surprised.
Well, thank you. You know, I think it might sound that way because of the teaching. You know, big ups to Mother Metaphor, to Shambe Sekou, to Max Prices, to The Next Level, to Ms. Lunar, to Candy at the Ring. These are people who told me not to change a single thing. 3 years ago, somebody was like, oh, you don't sound like a spoken word artist. You don't sound hard enough. What you write isn't relevant enough. It's not political enough. And Mother Metaphor said, well, I'll be damned. Don't you change a single thing. Don't you count. People used to make fun of my voice, all kinds of things. Say I sounded too sweet, sounded like a cartoon character. I think Care Bear was
what
I was.
Oh, my God.
Really? I was commonly called a Care Bear, commonly. Said I sounded like a cartoon character. And that I wasn't hard enough, that I should sound like Georgia Lee, which is hilarious because she's a very good friend of mine. And she's like, what the fuck you want to sound like me for? I sound like me. You sound like you. Now, go sit down and have a bag of Cheetos. I mean, that's the way she I'm not trying to be like anybody else. And so I've been very comfortable for a long time knowing that I'm not like most people. I'm kind of a kook, and that's okay.
I for one, never realized that, you know, you had to be political or anything like that or sound hard to be considered a spoken word artist. I mean, to me, it's really just an extension of poetry, I suppose. I mean, it doesn't.
Of course.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter how you sound. I mean, I think I understand that to an extent. I mean, I don't agree with it, but I think, well, what I hear when I heard you say that was, you know, people might not think you're performance ready. And, you know, not everybody is performance ready. But I wouldn't say that about you. I'll say that about myself. You know, I write poetry, but I don't like performing. So I would never consider myself a spoken word artist. I consider myself a poet. And I think that's the difference. If you have the chops to get up there behind the mic and do whatever it is you do, then, you know, it is what it is.
Well, I think at that time, Deaf Poetry Jam was just ending, and the criticism I got was from a lot of people who were very big fans of that sort of genre, very in-your-face, very loud, very aggressive sounding. And I am a lot of things, but I am not aggressive. But Max Parsons will tell you I ain't a punk. I ain't a punk. And, I mean, that's why when I do pieces live or record things like that, I now, you know, I am more known for doing love pieces or observational pieces, I like to call them. But here and again, I'll do the Power Potential Pussy or Plastic or Revolution or whatever. I don't think I'm a one-trick pony. But I do think there's something that I prefer doing over something I don't like as much. I don't ever sit down and go, oh, I'm going to write something that's going to be blah, blah, blah. I don't. That's why I don't do competitions. I don't really do prompts. Because everything I do is organic. everything I do is organic. And everything I do is, in a way, calculated. And when I say that, it's calculated because it is in stride with how I want to move. Like, I have an appointment every Saturday to write with myself. That's what I do. Just like if I went to the dentist or got my hair done or any other appointment, I make an appointment to write with myself. Some may find that not organic, but that is my way of discipline. That's my form of discipline for myself. And I'm very busy, and so I'm one of those people, like many women, who sit in the bed at 4:30 in the morning and there's a list floating over your head, you know, what you got to do the next day. So it's easier for me. I'm looking at my board in my office now. I have every day of the week mapped out what I'm supposed to do every day. Rehearsal, BTR, personal, whether it's go get wax, whatever, you know. I'm
right.
Very scheduled. So that's the way I work. Yeah, and that came from the next level. My dear, dear friend and business partner who said, there's not enough hours in the day to do all the things you do, so why drive yourself crazy and pull your hair out? Make an appointment with yourself. So that's what I do.
It's actually a good idea. Sweet lady says she's jacking your idea. I think I'm going to do the same. I mean, I kind of do it, but I don't really plan it out like that. I just kind of,
right.
You know, I jot down the things that I know need to be done, and that's kind of,
yeah.
But, you know, just plotting out every facet of your day, I guess that makes a lot of sense.
Well, I have to do it because I'm so busy. I'm like a Jamaican, you know. So I get up every morning at 6 o'clock, and I run on my treadmill, and I take my son to school, and I volunteer. I substitute teach a lot at his high school. Then I go and teach at my school. And, you know, I have to do a lot of things. And then I like to, you know, have a life. I like to read. At this point, for the last 6 months or so, I have a lot of medical appointments because of my eye surgery. I have to. Otherwise, I'll go crazy. I'll go crazy. And that's not to say that if an idea comes to me, Duane, I don't write it down or sit down and type it up or whatever. Because I do, and then I'll get back to it on Saturday morning when I have my appointment.
I can dig it.
You know. So.
I can dig it. But, yes, let's get into the album.
Okay.
As you did say, you know, this is your second album. This one's entitled The Alchemist.
Yeah.
I know you told me before, but I want you to tell me again on the air the meaning behind that title.
Okay. Well, alchemy's core meaning means turning nickel into gold, or in layman's terms, turning nothing into something. And I had a period of time where I was seriously beat down by people who told me I was nothing on a daily basis. And so when I was recording the album, it was supposed to originally be called The Bittersweet Chronicles Part 1. And I have a track on there called Bittersweet Part 1, and you better believe there will be a Part 2. However, as time passed and I got healthy, I got strong, went vegan, I lost a lot of weight, I regained my sense of self. And because I missed her, she had been gone for a minute, I decided to call it The Alchemist. And I remember talking to Mother Metaphor, and she said, you know, Epiphany, in people's ignorance, they're going to think that the title of your album is arrogant. So be prepared to always answer the question why you called yourself The Alchemist. And so I said, I can live with that. You know, like I said, I ain't no punk. You know, I'm nice and everything, but I ain't no, I can't say the word, but you know what I mean. So the thing is, so I went ahead and said, I'm going to call it The Alchemist. And so I wanted it to be a concept album. So everything I did, I recorded maybe 10 tracks for that album. And I threw all of them out except for one, which is Say It. And I re-recorded everything else in 2 weekends and laid it down, and The Alchemist was born. Because at that point, there was like a six-month time period, a lot changed, and I changed. And so I felt like I made something out of nothing, which is what I was told consistently, like clockwork, you ain't shit. So that's why I called it that.
I can dig it, turning lead into gold. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Now, bear in mind, I'm sure there's lots of people who still think I ain't shit, but that's okay because I don't believe it. That's okay.
Well, you know how I feel. you know,
I do.
I can't say the words on air, but you know how I feel.
You're so biased, but go ahead. You're biased.
I am.
Moving right along, you're biased.
I am. Hey, when it comes to you, I give you that. I'm a little biased.
It's yes, cool. You are.
Now, we're going to get into a track, and since you brought it up, I'm going to play Say It.
Okay.
And, you know, if you could give our fans out there, or your fans, you know, a little insight into what this song is, we'll get right to it.
Now or after?
Now.
Oh, okay. Say It was the first track I recorded for the album. I did it in one take. It was originally called Infinity, and as I was recording it, I thought to myself, I liked the hook, which was Say It. I told my producer, he agreed, and it was a wrap. And so I really wanted a very 70s sound, a very, you know, Frida Payne, Honeycomb kind of 1973 sound, and that's what he gave me, and that's Say It. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Momentary yet infinite yearning, your aura dangles delicately from my wrist like glistening jewels of love, reflecting the rhythm of my heart. Precious as the gifts bestowed upon my body, and on that wintry night when our intertwined and took flight, and I made you
Thank you.
Yeah, I really like that.
Well, thank you. You did write a review for my album.
I did. I mean, but you know, just hearing it again it's like that is really nice. Like, I mean, the beat, especially that catches me in itself. But I mean,
just the way
you fit with that, and I guess it's hard for me to fathom like what kind of beat I think you would, you know, speak over, but the fact you can, you know, speak over a beat like that and then make it your own, yeah. Man.
I don't speak over beats.
You know what I mean.
But know this: when I write, my producers write the music around me. So I'll send them whoever it is who's producing it. In that case, it was Smoke. And I sent him the text, you know, of the poem. And then I record always a cappella. And then he sits down and writes the music for me. And I sit down next to him and help him or tell him what I want or co-produce it or whatever you want to call it. And so everything is always written around me. I don't listen to anything when I'm doing it. And my meter is natural. Nothing is synced. The meter that you hear is the way I did. I did that in one take on 2 hours sleep. I was so tired. Trust me, I had a Starbucks cup in my hand when I was doing it. Wet hair from the shower.
Nice.
I'm a beast in the studio, Dwayne. I love recording. Love recording. So I go in there and it's like, let's go. I'm like Scrappy Doo or something.
Oh, wow, really? We just talked about this whole cartoon character thing and you just go call yourself Scrappy Doo? You just going to do that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, let me see, what's the other one I was called? Oh, Smurfette.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that one alone.
Yeah, okay.
But, yeah, I was told that, you know, this CD is actually number one on Reverb Nation. I mean, what's up with that?
Well, the CD isn't number one, but I am in the Bay Area, right, number one, and I have been for about a month. I have no idea. I swear before all that is good and holy, I have no idea why.
I mean, it's only obvious. I mean, obviously,
no.
People love you enough. I mean, that's what it is.
Well, I appreciate it, and I try to touch base with people a lot through my Reverb Nation, but I have no idea. I like logged in one day to go and pull some tracks because I rotate them, you know, which downloads I give away and things, and I saw that it was number one, and that was spooky to me. It's still kooky to me. I have no idea why.
It's all right. As long as it stays that way.
Well, we'll see. People are fickle and, you know, one thing is cool one week and another, you know, that's just the nature of art and music.
I mean, yeah, that's true. But at the same time, you've been at number one for about a month now, you said, so...
Yeah.
I mean, clearly right now, you are the hot topic.
Oh, stop it. I'm grateful.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying I'm grateful.
And I dig it. And that's one of the things I love about you because, you know, you're always grateful for what you have and what you accomplish. And, you know, a lot of people could, you know, take notes.
Well, I've always felt like when you whine, 50% of people don't care, and the other 50% are glad that you have trouble. So what's the point in shopping your worries? You know, it makes no sense. It serves no purpose to whine, you know. Tomorrow's a new day.
That is true.
Yeah.
Now, I want to get into another song. I want to try to play... as you know, as many as I can before we get into the open mic. So what I'm going to play now is another joint that I really love, and that's the Soul Kiss remix. But before we get into that, tell me the difference between the remix and the original. I mean, is it just the featured artist that you have on here, or is it?
Mm-hmm. It's completely different. The remix was produced and has a guest mix by the one and only, my beloved cousin, Ms. Luna, in Philly, who never collabs with people. You know, he is quite the enigma. He produced Exploration on Soul Flower, and he's just dope as all get out. And we talked about him doing, you know, something different for one of the tracks off of Soul Flower. Off of The Alchemist, and he chose Soul Kiss. And the agreement was that he could remix it as long as he spit on it. And so I didn't have to do anything because it was already laid down. But he rewrote all the music, reproduced it, laid his spit on it. So the only thing that is the same is my portion, you know. And actually, a couple of DJs have remixed it also. I can't remember his name. The DJ out of Atlanta, he remixed the house mix of a lot of these DJs are doing these house mixes of my stuff, and I, just so people know, I have nothing to do with it. It's DJs who like my stuff, buy my stuff on iTunes or whatever, and then they remix it and put it out as house mixes. So,
I mean, but that's the way to go. I'm not even going front. That's the way to go. Like, I mean, once your music crosses over into the house scene, like, mm-hmm. you're pretty much going to be around forever because they'll always play it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I've gotten a lot of really cool responses. I went to this Pam Grier tribute here in San Francisco. And, you know, I have a beautifully gay following. I love my gays and believe. And I was at the Castro Theater, and I got bum-rushed because a bunch of people had heard that remix. And they were like, are you a Tiffany Castro? And I was, like, looking behind me because I couldn't believe anybody knew nor cared who the hell I was, but it was interesting, and so I give big thanks to the DJs who have remixed my stuff because I didn't have nothing to do with it. So, but the Soul Kiss remix was done by Ms. Luna, so I hope y'all like it. It's not available to anyone anywhere just yet. You can hear it on my YouTube. There's a version on YouTube, but one of these days, me and Luna will put it out for the people to buy, and y'all can have it for yourself. Unless you're shady and just go rip the audio from YouTube, which I don't recommend. But, you know.
Well, in the meantime, you know, because we're not going to be shady, folks. We're not going to be shady. We are going to listen to it right now, though. So, check this out.
I'm a soul economy. What I cannot orally articulate, I'm saying it subconsciously. Gorgeous, flawless anatomy gets sickening, instigating a sudden orgasm of my adrenaline. Beautiful femininity, a pharmaceutical. Colors, your kaleidoscope presenting an unusual clarity. Visual disparity, cured by the force and the allure of your zero gravity, girl. It's your world, I'm residing as a tenant. Looking in your eyes as millenniums become minutes as the memories replenish. Images of pain is diminished by the love that we're manufacturing within us. Voluntarily show me the things I never knew of. Imagination vandalized with elements of true love. Navigating the uncharted, we reciprocate the energy and the discipline to finish what was started. Radiate integrity, that's why I never doubt you. Smile told me everything I need to know about you. Girl, girl, girl. Perpetual sexual heat that we secrete leads to deafening decibels. Girl, you the truth, the enemy of fallacy. If this is a dream, then you shitting on reality. Gradually grow closer, yo. No abnormalities existing in our world as I calmly and casually taste you, making you slither like a moccasin. Take a deep breath, drown in your oxygen. I needed you, you mutually needed me. Liberated romantically, I'm finally free to be. Pause for the cause, and I'm inseminating your lotus. Internal tongues intertwine when we're soul kissed.
Kiss my soul, it awaits you, and I promise you it is worth the wait, and I always keep my promises. Far too long it has been, yet yesterdays feel like today, and today's like tomorrow, and the day after that. I can remember that second, that flash when I licked your sweet lips, you kissed my toes, and oh, we bathed in each other, swam in each other, almost drowned in absolute bliss, and it began with a simple soul kiss, a blend of alchemy and ecstasy, producing a spontaneous combustion of spirit, yours, mine, now became us, and our souls floated endlessly into a sea of love. It has been a long time, but keep this in mind, nothing has been lost in everything we gained is here and now before us. I won't hurt you, I couldn't hurt you if I tried, as you have ached far too many times, so come inside, allow me to feed you, fortify you.
My favorite on The Alchemist is Murder.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm one of them now. Now, what's that about?
Murder came to me because I'm a huge David Bowie fan, and he had a line once that said, "Love only dies if you murder it." And so I just expounded upon that. And I always loved the music that we did for Murder, which is why on the album the Arrival and the Departure is the instrumental for Murder. And then it went even further when Candy Acid Rain, who is just a phenomenal painter and poet and artist and friend, and she does these time-lapse painting videos, and she chose that piece to be part of her time-lapse painting video. And it went viral, and I give great thanks. I cannot even thank her enough for choosing me, you know, because she did. So I love Murder. I just love it. I love the music. I love what I wrote for it. It's very simple, to the point, and I love it.
All right, folks, let's hear that.
That I don't care about you anymore. Maybe I should learn to be dishonest for once, at least with myself, for a little while. Then maybe what I once knew as a smile might return. 'Cause the beautiful memories have changed now into haunting nightmares that cry from my womb, the womb once filled with love and tenderness is filled with sorrow and the wetness of tears. Now at best, I get less and less every day. You get more because my loss is your gain, drawing strength from my pain. The atrocities you left behind are unfathomable to most, as I was a curiosity and now I am a mockery, and my stupidity must provide much entertainment to you, all at my own expense. The truth of the matter is that you never cared and you never will. I can only find comfort knowing I loved as hard as I could, and really, love doesn't die unless you murder it, and you did.
Yes. I think I'll just end up saying it for everything I hear. Like, I really like it. It's not even the bias in me talking. Like, you know, even if I didn't know you, I would like that. Because, I mean, it's just good music.
Thank you. I try. Because I feel like whatever you put out is going to be here after you are dust, and I would hate for my children's children's children to be, you know, anything but proud of what I do. So I put my best foot forward, you know. As much as I think artists want to hurry up and put things out there, you know, art cannot be rushed, and I will take my time as long as it takes, you know, to do what I need to do. So I give thanks. Thank you.
I hear that. Now, I was going to wait about another 10 minutes, but I'm really anxious. And so I want to get the open mic started. And before we get into that, I just want to give everybody out there a chance to get up on the switchboard if you plan on spitting something. You know, the number is 347-857-1189. And while we're waiting for those people to get on board, let's start with you, my super special you know, co-host guest.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not going to do anything that you have recordings of. Don't be a silly rabbit.
No, I would never expect you to do that.
I'll give you one of my favorite pieces. It's called Revelation number 72. I have many revelations, and I name them and number them. And so, ready?
Ready.
All right. I used to be that girl. Not that girl Stevie sang about. That girl. That girl that held her tongue. That girl that put all above herself in the name of wanting to be loved. She would fold and turn, contort and bend, and she believed that that is what it meant to be a friend. But she was often abandoned and left twisting in the wind, giving, giving, giving until it hurt, and it did hurt. And her worth, her value was placed in the hands of others, that shit so often she began to believe it would stew, until one day she woke, choking on words, words from another calculated to do just this. But she had grown weary of this pattern, and so, carefully peeling the targets from her back, replacing them with wings of iridescence, dusting herself off with breaths of revelation, she decided to be free, because everybody wants freedom. It's a natural fact, or so she had been told. Fat-free, sugar-free, sucker-free, pollution-free, drama-free, noise-free, freedom, freedom become an overused, run-of-the-mill expression. The root meaning had become lost in a sea of fuckery. Yet she reclaimed it and set this manifestation into destiny, the journey, her right to live with personal liberty, tending to the sacred space, shedding her former self, pushing play instead of rewind, and on occasion, Dwayne erased. The restoration began, the restoration is present, and the restoration continues, for this, my friend, is Revelation number 77 to be continued.
Oh, yeah. I wish I had, like, an applause track or something I could play right now. I really do. Now, I do see some other folks here on the switchboards, about three others. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you guys are, you know, here to spit or not. I mean, I know you've been sitting there for a minute, and with Blog Talk's new studio set up here, I'm not sure, you know, like, if they allow you to raise your hand anymore.
They do.
Okay, so this is what I need you guys.
Sometimes you have to refresh your board to see it. It's kooky that way.
Okay. Yeah. So let me do that real quick. I'll refresh my board.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want folks to do is, If you are not trying to spit, you know, make sure you don't have your hand up. And the ones that are trying to spit, make sure you do have your hand up. And I'm still not sure. I see little boxes with question marks in them. I don't know what that is exactly, but I'm going to assume that that's the hand raise.
It might be. I think it's the box to the furthest left. I'm trying to envision my board in front of me. I think Max is saying he's in there. And, yeah, I think a couple of people in the chat room are saying they're on there. So.
Okay.
We're not around the same. She's her hand is up. So, you know, we'll see.
All right. Cool. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go next because
okay.
I wrote a new piece
two
nights ago, and I want to debut it here.
Yay.
And forgive me, guys. I mean, I don't know if you remember me from back, you know, during my poetry BTR circuit days, but I'm Park Heights, if you guys do remember that. And it's been a long time since I've spit anything. So bear with me. I call this piece One Night Spent with Poetry. She called upon me one late night, a restless night with time to kill. Her voice was a delight. Right through me ran a light chill. Enticed by the nights I held her tight, stroked her right until she spilled fluids at will. She reminded me of those nights when we used to chill, when passion would take flight, that candle she wanted to relight, so we could soothe away both our ills. She yearned to be mine tonight, and I gave in to her will. I don't know, it just seemed right to play with her throughout the night, to run with her through the valleys and hills. So we spent the night embracing the thrill, and in that embrace we took flight, replacing my plight with this beautiful right. And that's it.
Quite lovely indeed, sir.
Thank you.
You know, I love things that take flight. I say it, I didn't say it. I love things that take flight, things that are iridescent and effervescent and cosmic, and, you know, I just like that.
Thank you.
Yay.
All right, next we got area code 347 on the line. Welcome to the show, 347.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Epiphany? Miss Castro, it's Gold. How are you?
I know who you are. Hello, Miss Bettina Gold. How are you?
I'm good. I wouldn't have missed this moment. You know, it's so wonderful to hear you on the other end.
It's a rarity, ain't it?
Yes, it is. All good. I love you, girl.
Thank you, Mama. Thank you.
Okay, here it is. This is called The Drum Beats the Rhythm That Tells My Heart I Can. The drum beats the rhythm that tells my heart I can. The drum beats the rhythm that tells my heart I can. I can. I can. I can. The drum beats the rhythm that tells my heart I can. I can be like Harriet Tubman running, but I'm not running. I am creating, not escaping. She gave me that option years ago with her sacrifice. So I may grow up and walk on water like Christ, because he was so dope and nice. Displaying out opportunities everywhere. Tapped me on the shoulder, pointed me to the stars and said, there are the stairs. With faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move mountains, build igloos on deserts, turn raindrops into beads of gold, and create the greatest stories that'll ever be told. I'm a descendant of the keenest mathematicians. Did you not know that? Recognize. They figured the equation and built pyramids from a grain of sand, set atop a transmitter, sending me messages through the rhythm of the beat of the drum, telling my heart, I can. The drum beats a rhythm that tells my heart, I can. The drum beats a rhythm that tells my heart, I can. The drum beats a rhythm that tells my heart, I can. I can. I can. I can. The drum beats a rhythm that tells my heart I can.
That's that piece.
You gotta work, Miss Gold. You gotta work.
See, and that right there is that's spoken word as opposed to what I do, which is just poetry. Like, and that's how you know. Like,
she's
you know.
The shit. That's why.
You,
I
Mama.
Love you. I love you like cooked food, Mama.
Thank you.
Wow. Wow.
See, I'm only a reflection of those I walk with, you know? I walk with gold.
I can
do. You can't help but shine, right? You walk with people like her. Damn. Go ahead on, Mama.
Now, you go ahead on. Y'all do your thing. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Cole. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Mama.
All right, peace.
Okay, peace.
All right, let's see who we got next.
Okay.
Area code 678, you are on the line.
Hey, it's Rebe.
Hello.
Hello. It's so good to hear you.
Oh,
you know,
I'm
a fan from across the nation.
Bless your heart.
And how are you, host? I haven't been in your area or in a minute.
I know. I'm maintaining, you know. I'm just trying to keep my head above water.
Well, good. I'm definitely enjoying the show.
Aww,
thank you.
That's a
this
good
is a little... It's a little different from the norm. I'm not used to having any poets, so I figured I would just do it big.
All righty. Well, you started with the biggest, definitely.
Law
that's what I was told.
You're
that
killing
is what
me.
I was told.
Can I hang up now? Embarrassing. Anywho. Let's hear what she has brought for us.
Okay,
yes,
I'm going to play a track for you. I'm going to drop out of the chat room so I can play it through my computer.
Okay.
All right.
Give me 1 second here.
She's getting in the way of the eating. She's getting in the way of your eating. She's getting in the way of your eating. Let's sing in the afterglow of your eating. Voice as sticky residue of affection, cling to my cerebral. Fingertip touches wetting my membrane. As suddenly as premature ejaculation, we cannot come together. You are off to another conquest. She strokes your ego and engages the tip of your pen. He's open and forward as a $2 hole on the throat. Proposition your will to steal. I wonder, can he taste me in your words? It's only art that you say as you find a home with your mother. Ain't her lust and broad throat. I recall as I lift my passion. The imprint of your ink is staining my teeth. I wipe you with your passion. There are souls that touch. I grab your instrument in my hand. I massage your softness. Long move. We wait and touch it with me. I am in Canada. Taking you all down by down. Until you clean, for these sandals to complete, I become your canvas. I wear open for you. You will fold down my spine in the form of warm physical breath and draw your hair across my breast. Drop several feet deep into the crevices of my flesh.
come out of the box, but I just want to let her know she better give up, think what I break my skin up, and write about it, talk about it. Baby, you didn't win for what you're eating for me. Getting in the way, hey, 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 don't think it's fair. Oh, 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 getting in the way, the way you were, wrap around my heart. The inside is just me and you, just the two, pinned together. Getting in the way. The way that you're eating, baby, baby, baby.
Hello?
Yeah, hey.
Hello.
Let me get myself together real quick. Okay, I'm good, I'm good. Yeah, I see what you're doing over there. I see what you're doing over there. I'm not messing with you, man, because, yeah. I see what's going on.
Funny. Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it very much.
Thank you so much.
That was pretty dope. I must give
it. I did enjoy it.
Thank you. And I just want to thank you, Epiphany, for really getting on board with me with Arts on 365 from the beginning, being a supporter of what we're trying to do over there, get artists together in a network and get their, you know, voice out for free. So I appreciate you for being a part of our site. And
thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. I can never tell people thank you enough, so I try to say it as often as is possible, but I don't ever feel like it's enough. So let me just say again, thank you.
Well, you're most welcome. I'm glad to have you as a part of our family over there.
Thank you, Mama.
Hold on before you go, you got to put some information out there so people can know where to find that.
Well, definitely. I'll log back into the chat room. Hopefully, BTR will be kind and let me back in.
Thank
and
you.
I'll drop my links.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see, who do we have next? Let's see here. Yeah, of course, we'll just go right down the line.
Mm-hmm.
And 336, you are on the air.
And blessings and salutations.
Oh.
Blessings and salutations.
It's the brother Deep Thinker. It's my man right there.
Hello! Yay! Peace and many blessings and sunshine.
Rumors of my demise are greatly exaggerated.
So what happened then? Where'd you go?
I'm still around. You know, sometimes you have to take a break from everything.
Yes.
So you can get into your writing. Get into yourself, work on your life a little bit, you know, all that good stuff.
Well, you are one of my favorite human beings. One of my favorite human beings. I love you to pieces.
Well, I appreciate that. I pray that the jigsaw puzzle that I am will always stay in focus.
Always.
Not an easy thing.
No.
First of all, I wish you the very best in all that you do. Brother Dwayne, we go back, I don't know what, 4 or 5 years now at this point.
Yeah, pretty much.
Rolled in the same mud, spilled the same blood, and we're still digging through like Navy SEALs.
Yeah, you know, I keep my scuba gear on.
Yeah.
I thought Dwayne couldn't swim. Dwayne, didn't you tell me you couldn't swim?
Who, me? No, I could swim.
Okay, yay. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, my father threw me in the pool when I was 3. I didn't have a choice.
Yeah, my son swam before he walked. He was on the water polo team, swim team. Yeah, we don't play that in our house, but go ahead.
Wow. Yeah, brother, what you got for us?
I was thinking about doing another piece, but I said, you know, I'm going to do something that I normally don't do. I normally do not do sensual poetry over the phone. I guess I generally save that for other people or things of that nature. And
mm-hmm.
I figured I would do something different. The title of this piece is Vision. Actually, it's Soul's Art Gallery. Vision is the subtitle of it. I admit, even in darkness, I see you. See the touch of loving you. Love the way the vision holds you. Living still, yet moving to you. Even in darkness, seeing the beauty of touching you. Only our spirits, shadows, heaven, see you and I alive. Only your fingernails, big central trench marks, tracing affectionate, come here, stay right there, lines into my shoulders, back. As my lips, tongue, speech, lavishing hellos, blessed righteous union, serene synchronicity, circular figure eight, infinitely diving, passionate greeting, savoring, loving sights of fixed delight upon you. Locking as you are, savoring me, savoring you, seeing mental logical lines, once holding blitz in captive bondage, altering away from comprehensive slip knots of resistance. Shivering incantation, your body rises, sways both for liberation, a rapturous joy. Final bronze breaking free, breathing slowly, speaks language of passion flowing. Only our shadows, spirits, heaven see. Vision of giving delight, wanting you, all of you. Amorously announcing favorable affirmations, seeing you, locking eyes joyously, closing them as you rise in ecstasy. Final wall blocking your joy comes tumbling down. I will endure 1,000 years of darkness, waiting to love you, seeking a sunrise passionless in your eyes, to move my vision to please you fully, no more, no less. I do so enjoy seeing this sight. Will you allow passion, love, to see you free? In part.
I really need to get like an applause track. I'm going to have to work on that. I'm going to get me an applause track.
I don't have one either, but he's the business.
I mean, that's deep thinker, though. Like, what else do you expect? It's like, this is, I already knew. Like, I knew.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what this brother spits about. It's always deep. Always
deep. His work and even his conversation is very well thought. Hence the name, Deep Thinker. I really appreciate him.
I shouldn't
be talking like you're not here. I really appreciate you.
I was just about to say that. I was about to say that he is in the room.
It's all right. It's been
sorry.
For a while, so I'm pretty sure, you know, in the ebb and flow of poetic tide, you know, people forget I was here as a lighthouse once before, kind of regular and constant.
Right.
Yeah, those
I haven't forgot you, sweetheart.
Those were the days. I'm not going to lie. I do miss that part, you know, back when I was really, really writing real heavy. I do miss, you know, being able to spit the stuff. But, you know, I've just been trying to work on so much. But I'm making a promise this year that I'm going to do a lot more. Cause I
sure.
Do.
Look, man, all it takes is, you know, the inkwell never leaves you. And I'm trying to
right.
rediscover that for myself. We just have to remember, just simply pull out a pen and drop it into your mind and let it go, man. You know, there's too much going on in the world, both good, bad, passionate, and misunderstood that we as writers, as poets, have to get out.
Mm-hmm.
I myself to go into a next chapter of this life and go for it.
Mm-hmm.
I can dig
indeed.
It.
Indeed. Bravo, bravo, bravo.
Appreciate it. I need to talk with you at some point, Ms. Castro. At some point, I may put a piece like the one I just did to a certain type of music. I'm undecided on that. I'm still vacillating on that. You know, I'm probably one of these poets out here who's not sure about putting music into my work, but we'll talk with
mm-hmm.
you about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, my door is always open, as you well know.
Well,
always.
I do appreciate Brother Dwayne for opening up his door and allowing me to stop by for just a minute.
Oh, man, you're always welcome. Even if I'm not, you know, spitting poetry or anything like that, you know, the door is always open.
Oh, good,
mm-hmm.
man. Oh, good.
Yay. Thank you, deep thinker.
Well, I'm going to fall back and listen to the show. If anybody's looking for anything from me specifically, the only place that you will probably find it is on Facebook within my profile mm-hmm. section of my Facebook page. You will see a website that lists an ebook that I have set up, blue.com. Not much, but it's a start.
Yeah.
Been working on that. Going to try and do a second round of publication at some point before the year is out, probably in the next 3 months or so. Working on this relocation thing up to the D.C., Maryland area, so that's kind of got my focus and attention right now. So
nice.
I will resurrect my poetry accordingly, but you'll be hearing from
nice.
Me again.
Yay. I look forward to it, my friend.
Nice.
And in closing, I will simply say this. Do not let poets out there. Do not let the Syria of the world contaminate the liberty of your mind. Always seek the freedom of your soul and the love and passion that you find in others. Fight for your liberty to speak.
I got my fist in the air. For sure. All right, brother, thank you for spending some time with us. I'm going to get to the next person in the queue and see what they got to spit.
Okie dokie.
Four 410, you are on the air.
Hey, it's me, sweet lady.
Hello.
How are you?
I am perfectly imperfect. How are you, my friend?
I am loving this interview. I'm loving it. And now the open mic, see, it's perfect way, you know, to end a Friday night. So,
yay.
Thank you, Dwayne, and thank you, Epiphany, for sending out the link, because if I didn't see the link, I may have totally, I would have drifted off and gone to sleep and forgotten all about it. And I'm glad that I came in at least tonight, you know, to see an interview.
Yay. So, greatly appreciated.
But hold up, though. But hold up.
Hi, Dwayne. I love you.
I'm just saying, though, like, how come it took her to post the link for you to remember? Like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying, though, Epiphany. I don't know her for 20 years.
Yes, I know. I've known you for, like, forever. I'm sorry.
It's terrible. That's
I'm
terrible.
An awful friend, and I need to be shot in the pinky toe. I'm just terrible.
No, I'm not going to shoot you in your pinky toe. I'm not going to shoot you in your pinky toe. I'm just saying, let's just do better.
It's Friday. When I get home from work, I zone out most nights, but I didn't want to miss an interview like this, so I'm glad that I was able to make it. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's funny. The last time I was able to go to Epiphany Talk was the interview with Ms. Luna.
With who?
Oh, yeah. With me.
With Luna.
That was a long time ago. I work every Sunday, and that was one where I went in late.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's just funny how time lines up that I was able to make, you know, two of the important dates, if nothing else.
Oh, yeah, because Luna don't do, he worse than me. He really don't do interviews. I have to, like, hog-tie his ass, you know. But, you know, he's a brilliant, insanely talented genius, and I can't say enough about how I love Ms. Luna from the bottom of my feet to the top of my head, all 5'1" of me.
Yeah, you know, yeah, we're blessed to know a lot of awesome poets, and, you know, if you name them all, it would take a long time. So.
Right.
I do have a piece that is short but sweet, and you mentioned that the piece that you did, Murder, was, you know, it had a line from, or you took it from a line in a song. So I
took part of it from a David Bowie song, and then I, you know, made it not friendly. It was Love Doesn't Die Unless You Murder, and then I said, but you did. Mm-hmm. So, poor Mr. Bowie can't sue me, so, you know.
Right.
Exactly.
The piece that I did was actually a challenge that I issued using the word freedom. And the quote that I used was, freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. And that came from the song by Janis Joplin, me and Bobby Bingy.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes like this. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. I mean, I've already lost myself, giving you all of me while receiving parts of you, a piece of your heart, a piece of your mind, a piece of your sex. Well, why have I settled for less than all of your best? I deserve so much more, and I need so much better. Sometimes I wonder if what I have is not enough, or maybe I'm just too much. The old cliche goes, if you love someone, set them free. But where does that leave me? I'm lost without you, but I'm not happy with you. And the way things are, there's nothing for me to gain. So I guess I have no choice but to remain in these chains of my love for you, while allowing you to be free, because I'd lose it all if I ever lost you. Or maybe freedom is just another word for everything to lose. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Delicious.
Hold on, let me do that. Since I'm having a pause track, I'll do that.
Hey, homemade, hey, beats a blank.
I'm
loving Janis Joplin, too.
It's just that.
I used to sing the hell out of Cry Baby.
I know, right? But that line just killed me every time I heard it. I'm like, freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. I mean, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm like, I have to play off of that title. Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's a beautiful thing when phrases speak to us.
right, when you have a good title or a good picture to interpret, it's like hopefully you can just write until your pen just won't write anymore. So,
right.
All right. But I'm glad I was able to be here. I know you only have a few minutes and there might be other people trying to call in, so I'm sorry if I'm taking all the airtime.
Oh, Lord.
No, it's all
I'm
good.
I'm sure it's fine. Yeah.
You going into overtime?
I was just about to say that. If there is anyone out there listening that would like to get in on this cipher, we do have about 4 minutes left, so I'm going to need you guys to call in so that you won't get dropped. The number
right.
is 347-857-1189. Again, that's 347-857-1189. You got about 3.5 minutes before we actually do go in overtime, so hurry up.
All right.
The way it be sometimes.
Exactly.
Yep.
All right, well, we got a couple more people that have been waiting, so I want to get to them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sweet lady, make sure you hang around because we'll probably go through this again. I definitely know I have another piece to spit, and I'm pretty sure that Miss Castro has another piece to spit, and we'll just keep doing this until somebody falls asleep, I guess.
Probably be me with my, you know, getting up at 5 and 6 in the morning, black ass, but, you know.
I can dig it. Well, let's
Word.
See who we got here. Okay, 862, you are now on the air. Hello?
I know who that is, but I don't think the 862 is trying to spit. I think she's listening and being with family. I believe that's Amina 1389, but I think that she can't talk. I think she's driving.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and mute the mic then.
I'm almost positive it's her, yeah.
All right, well, in that case, that was the last person in queue. So, Ms. Castro, if you have something else you'd like to spit, the floor is yours.
Ah, well, I will do a piece that I'm happy to say was a collab with my dear friend Honest Abe and myself. He is not here to spit it with me. I've done it live, and even New York, I'm in California. We can't quite make that work yet, but someday we'll see. So it ain't friendly. So you ready, Dwayne?
I'm ready.
Okay, it's called Thirsty. Here we go. You sell your soul for a dollar, trading your morals for a glass of Hennessy, and like Marvin, it makes me want to holler, watching you tap dance for the masses, the industry. Somebody should have schooled you in class, excrement masquerading as art may buy you a temporary pass, but shit does not last forever, and your ass merely becomes fertilizer to feed what grows organically, food for the real creative trees. Caught up, bought up, but not up to par. It was all for naught, and yes, that naught is you, unaccounted on the senses as a bastard of masses with glee. Even so, your adoption is clear. Dignity should run us over from the brew you've been sipping from, but your pimp golden chocolates like R. Kelly on underage futures, I don't want to fathom. Elevation got lost in a sea of on-demand coonery. The buffoonery will eventually evaporate, but like the price of real estate, your lackluster and lack of ideals shall become the foundation beneath the soles of integrity, stuck like gum to the heels, plummeting with every single breath you take and every poor choice you make, because the choice was yours. An imposter, you became a motherfucking fake. So dance, nigga, dance, prance, nigga, prance, and don't forget your pearls and blackface as you set back the entire race 500 years plus in exchange for a pocket full of small silver lined with pus and a handful of tainted gold. So thirsty, so very thirsty you are, but I ask you, what will make you whole? I know your sack is somewhere dripping the manhood you left behind once, the auction block you had a helping hand to step on. Look too enticing to refuse a fuse you lit with every Savion glove move you took. some pain when thirsty enough those kamikaze karma bullets you shoot from your tongue and your gun are good for your rep, ain't they? There's a Johnson chugging reality check first by you that you need to come terms with. Just like your dick, you stuck your pride in the wrong hole. Be ready to come back with STDs to add to your D's you rolling on. Congratulations, thirsty Sambo. The hood continues to die slowly from your bad drinking habit.
Wow. I get the impression that, you know, that might have been meant for a few people in particular. That's the impression I get. That's all I'm saying. We're just going to leave it at that.
You stupid. I said it wasn't friendly.
I'm just saying, you know, because the part about leaving your manhood dripping where you left it, that's wow. Yeah, I'm not even going to touch that one. That line alone was enough.
Yeah, well, you know, what I love about that piece is most people cannot tell who wrote what. And it was designed as such because Honest Abe and I write really well together, so you really can't tell who wrote what. And I probably don't need to reveal it. I mean, when I look at it, I know. And he knows, but most people don't know, and that's okay. I think it's kind of amusing, the dance, prance, nigga, prance. I think that's funny. You know, I think it's funny.
You're off the chain.
All righty.
You are off the chain. Well, it's only the three of us here. Paula, you still there?
Yep. Yeah, okay. I don't know if my
government over there laughing.
Sorry, that's in the archive, so, you know.
Yes, that's why I waited to do that one.
But, yep, it's only the three of us, so, you know, if you have anything else you want to spit, you can do that. I'm going to go ahead and spit this piece that I've been mulling over for the past few minutes, and then I'll leave the floor to you, sweet lady, since, you know, jumping out there.
I was only kidding, I don't care.
Just saying, you know, I just want to make sure I do it right. But I wrote this piece for the Occupy movement, and it's simply called 99%.
Nice.
All right. Issues within the corporate sector and our government, economic, foreign policy, and climate concerns today have left citizens in a state of discontent, fed up, and forced to occupy the streets, doing whatever must be done to find a way to level the playing field and make ends meet. A new civil rights movement, galvanizing a new generation to get to their feet, heads held high and voices loud, wielding banners that read, equal treatment from our government and we are the 99%. At all costs, they're determined to succeed, not allowed to use microphones, so those with something to say use the crowd, met with resistance from law enforcement, assaulted and then arrested, yet they're still persistent. They're metal tested, they press on and show us the way, from New York City to the Bay. They don't intend to leave these public spaces, even though police have torn down the tents. Even though police have torn the tents down and kicked them out their makeshift towns, the determination etched upon their faces, they continue to stand their ground. This all started in Tahrir Square, and now there are pockets everywhere. Mainstream media tried to suppress it, and some folks have even tried to suggest it's just all a waste of time, but we're not going anywhere. Until they really listen to what we have to say, we won't be content until we're no longer the 99%. And that's my piece.
Holla, holla, holla. You're so funny. Be underrating yourself all the time, but that's another story. We'll sidebar that one.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
You're always like, well, I'm not a spoken word. Shut up. We'll get to that later.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right.
All right, well, sweet lady.
Oh, boy. How do I follow with mushy love poetry after hearing about 99%? But anyway, I can only do me, so
yeah.
Just want to This one is called One Wish. If I had one wish, I wouldn't wish for more wishes, because I don't want to spend my time wishing my life away, wishing on a star, wishing on a wishing well, just wishing and hoping. You get my point. You know, it's often been said, be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it, and then some. When I wished for love, I fell hard. But there was just one little problem. I loved him, but he didn't love me. But I wanted my dream come true so badly that in my mind I made him into the man I wanted him to be. I wished him into life. But he was not the man I needed. In reality, he was who he was. But I saw him as my wish come true. Was I really in love with him, or in love with the idea of being in love? I was so sick of wishing that I had convinced myself that my wish had already come true. I wished for love and ended up with heartache. I opened Pandora's box and let all the demons loose. Every emotion that I ever bottled up came out when I fell for him. And when love left me lonely again. Now I'm just tired of wishing beyond all wishes and hoping beyond hope and waiting for a fairy tale that may or may not come true. It's time to stop daydreaming. No more blowing out candles or blowing dandelions into the wind. No more starlight. No more starlight, star bright, the first star I see tonight. For real love is not found in shooting stars and wishing wells. And I can't waste any more of my precious time and energy on wishes. No more waiting for my genie in a bottle. No more wishing my days and nights away. The time has come for me to just be still and know that God is in control. And in his time, my every wish will come true. Thank you.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Y'all going to stop getting me all emotional, man.
I'm with you, you know that.
Just got to stop doing me like that.
That's what
you
I do.
You're going to make him, we're going to have to send him a tissue. You know how he gets.
Yeah.
Hey, I already got my box right here.
You'll be all right.
You are funny. Dwayne, can I do one little thing, just one little thing? I know we're about to go off the air.
Go ahead. Do you?
It's interestingly enough, you know, you had asked me if I had to choose, what would I do? And and I gave you my answer. So I thought I would just do a little bit of it before we end the show and I take my little hiney off to bed.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here's the thing. You know, it's one of my favorite songs, and I know it's been redone, re-sung, you know, but Billie Holiday was profoundly sad, and I've always found like I've had so much in common with her on that level, not talent level. Let me make that clear so anybody goes, oh, if Tiffany was comparing herself to Billie, no. Profoundly sad. And so when I was a little girl, my mom played it all the time. And so I was going to sing a little bit of it for you, if that is okay. And you can wrap it up and tie it with a ribbon or whatever it is you want to do, if that's okay.
That is okay.
Okay. Here we go. So let's see how good it is. I haven't sang over the phone in a minute. All right. I'm scared. Them that's God shall give, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is new. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child. That's got his own. That's got his own. Yes, the strong get more, while the weak ones stay. Empty pockets don't ever make the grave. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's
God is all. Thank you, Dwayne.
Yeah, I had to throw some bass in there.
I didn't want to go into the bridge, so thank you. You saved my black ass. Woo!
I stayed my little alto self right in the background listening.
I'm saying you could have joined in. We could have had a little three-part harmony.
We could have.
Five-part. Yeah. Oh, my bad. I had a heartbeats moment.
You had a what?
A heartbeats moment. Five-part harmony. Oh, my bad.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you what I thought you said.
No.
First of all, my mind was not in the gutter.
Okay.
I'm just saying that if you had said what I thought you had said, I was about to say to you, man, you need to have a little talk once we get off the air.
I'm not going to say nothing bad on the air.
No, I'm just saying.
You need to have a little talk.
Yeah, I'm just saying I heard that wrong. That's all I'm saying. I heard that wrong. But it's
mercy
cool.
Five-part harmony.
Well, Dwayne, can I say thank you for having me? You know how I feel about these things, so thank you.
I had
to do a shot, you know, right before I came on air.
I still find that amazing. I'm just saying, like, you do a radio show every week. Like,
I do, but I'm talking to other people about their stuff, you know. It's different when people are asking you stuff. So I'm actually quite glad that nobody called in to ask me. I'm really relieved about that. Because I've been very open, much to sometimes my chagrin with my video blogs and stuff, you know. But I am what I am. I am what I am. And, it's not always easy to be as honest as I am, you know. Like she was saying, she can only be her. That's all we can ever do, you know. And so I give great gratitude and thank you to you for being so kind to me for something that I truly detest.
I'm just glad you, chose me out of all the shows in the world. You chose me.
Well, I ain't Mariah Carey or nothing. I'm just a greater fan, so I'm just grateful you have me. So thank you a million times, folks. I cannot thank you enough. I want to make sure I let you know that publicly. I mean, I tell you all the time how I love you like cooked tofu. And welcome to the vegan side. Holla! That's what I like to see.
Hey, that's still a journey.
I know.
Hard. It is so hard, but
one day at a time, my friend. One day at a time.
That's just true. Well,
it is.
I believe you. I was just about to say, you know, we're ready to wrap this thing up, though, ladies.
Yep.
It's been a pleasure, and I will definitely be talking to each one of you offline. Because you are my friends.
Yeah.
Aww.
Group hug.
Yay.
Group hug.
Group hug.
I'm about to get in bed and watch HGTV because, you know, we're remodeling the girl bathroom at my house. I'm all excited because we just bought a new toilet yesterday and everything. So
I might be watching HGTV because I got to remodel my room. So,
Word.
Yeah.
Word. Right. So I'm about to snuggle up with my family and watch HGTV and, and be thankful that I opened my eyes this morning and thankful that I can call Dwayne my friend. How about that?
Now you're just rubbing it in.
I'm not! Get off this line and end your show, child. Quit playing with my emotions. Hey, can I tell you a secret, though, about my show?
What's that?
I tell you a secret. Well, this weekend, of course, I have the great, phenomenally gifted Scorpio Blues. Love her. Of course, here in the Bay Area, she's like royalty. I love her. But next Sunday,
I'm happy to say. Is it next Sunday? Let me look at my calendar. Yeah. Next Sunday, I have the great Larry Dunn. Yes, that Larry Dunn from Earth, Wind, and Fire on my show. Then.
You always get the
big wow. That's awesome.
You always get the big name.
Wait,
come on,
there's more. In a month, on July 1st, I have Lenny Williams. So.
Did you know Lenny Williams?
I mean, he's just that shit down on lockdown.
You know what's funny, though? I spoke with him about a couple of months ago. And yeah, like I'm actually planning on getting him on the show too at some point, but I need to get my schedule.
He has a new project. Yeah, those two share the same PR person, and you know I'm very gracious. I got a call out the blue, said, "Would you like to have Larry Dunn from Earth, Wind, and Fire on your show?" And I literally hung up on him. I thought it was a joke. I was like, "Quit playing with me." And he called back. He's like, "I'm not kidding." So, you know, I'm like, everybody knows I love me some Earth, Wind, and Fire. So, you know, yeah. So that's a little secret that I'm leaking to y'all. And ain't nobody gonna hear it because it's gonna be in the archives. But you know,
somebody will hear it. But
well, yeah. But you know, it'll be okay. I'm just thrilled. You know, maybe you'll sing fire. That's on fire. Who knows?
We'll see.
Shit. So, anyway, thank you a million times, y'all. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Always a pleasure.
All right. All right, my dear. I'm going to go and catch some HGTV, y'all. Be well and no love. Always, right?
Always.
It's the only way to fly. All right. I'll talk to y'all later. Take care.
Good night.
Night, night, baby.
Good night. All right, folks, there you have it. I'd like to thank each and every one of you out there for listening in tonight. And especially if you're listening in through the archives, I invite you to tune in and catch us live every Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Flavor News Radio. And make sure you tune in next week. I have another special guest, singer-songwriter Janice B., will be stopping by to hang out. So make sure you're here for that. And on that note, I am out of here. Peace.